This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What do you do when your heart is gripped with fear? Today, the source of courage. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
I do a lot of reading on airplanes. And some years ago, en route from Chicago to Denver, I read an article that made a lasting impact. It contained interviews with eight men who had won the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest award for bravery that our nation gives. One of the questions each of these men was asked was, "What is courage?" I'm sure the author of the article felt that if anyone should know about courage, it would be these men. Men who were recognized by our country to be among the most courageous. I was fascinated to learn each of them said the very same thing. Courage, they said, was doing the thing you fear. Notice that. Courage is not the absence of fear, but doing your job, fulfilling your responsibilities, even when fear grips your heart. Now, you don't have to go to war to exercise courage. I have a friend in the used car business. And a number of years ago, he decided he would not turn the speedometers back to make his cars appear as low-mileage cars. Other car dealers warned him that he would go out of business. But he had been studying his Bible and had come across such passages as Romans 12:17, "Provide things honest in the sight of all men." And he knew tampering with a speedometer was a deception. But he also knew there was a risk involved. Maybe these other used car dealers were right, and he would fail. Nevertheless, with fear lingering in his heart, he adopted this new policy. It was a courageous step, and the Lord honored his courage. He continues to be a successful dealer today. Friend, do you need to step out in courage and confront the thing you fear? Maybe it's a career change. Maybe it's sharing Christ with your neighbor, or taking on a new responsibility. Maybe you need to confront a fellow worker or your boss, ask for some time off, or take the blame for something that went wrong. These and plenty other everyday encounters require courage. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You can count on Him to give you strength and courage to face your fear. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.